Hi, I'm Lakeisha.
Hey, I'm Natalie.
And this is
Life Cracks Us Up.
Are you picking up what we're putting down? Are you enjoying the content? Is there feedback you'd like to provide or topics you'd like to discuss? How about you give us a call and share your thoughts? 757-504-4649. That's 757-504-4649. We would love to hear from you.
You know I hate when people do that.
I know you said.
I know that's right. Oh, I hate that. I hate that so much. I'm so glad to be back. This is so exciting on video.
Right.
See all this cuteness. Look.
So you've heard so much about it. Now you actually.
Yeah. Now you can put faces with the names and the voices and the.
I'm the sassy one, not the one who clutches her pearls.
As she clutches her pearls. As she clutches her pearls. So we are super excited to be back and even more excited because we're on camera.
Yeah.
We want everyone to see who we are and what we do when we're sitting in these chairs talking to each other. Even the chairs are new. Like, we did the whole thing. So
just for you.
Just for y'all. This is what we do. So I had some time to think, though, our time off, about not really think so much as just remind myself of how easily I'm pissed off. Like, how easily I can just get frustrated. And, you know, when you say pet peeve, I didn't really look to see, like, the definition of a pet peeve or if it's just when you get angry. But I got a list.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I got a list.
I'm sure you do.
The first one I think we share, grammar and punctuation.
Oh my gosh. I told you about the time I did a little, so it was supposed to be online dating, but it never turned to dating. But when they sent me that stuff and the grammar was just no sir, no sir. I'm not taking the time to try to figure out what you meant to say to me.
I have a Tinder profile and I have
how many profiles?
No, I only Hinge. I did Tinder and I did Hinge. In my description, and I have to say I have them, but I've yet to go. I met one person. I have yet to really pursue anything because I'm not truly like in it like that. You know what I mean? But in my profile, it says something to the effect of, I will stop commute. Like, grammar and punctuation are big for me. So when you're sending me a message, it can't be a run-on sentence. That immediately... No, I'm dead ass. Like,
no,
you
no.
could be...
I believe you, but my child sent me a message the other day. You know, I work for her. So it was something that she wanted me to do. I wish I could remember what it was. But I had to question her. I sent back. I was like, do you want me to... And I, like, explained what I thought it was. And I said, because this makes a difference. So I restructured her sentence with capital letters and a period and a question mark.
Right.
Like, I don't really... It makes... Punctuation makes a difference.
It does make a difference.
I was like, I don't know what you're trying to say to
yeah.
me. Make it easy. Put a period. It's okay.
And it's so... Like you said, it's so easy.
Yeah.
It's almost... To me, it's like... Even when I send texts, I put commas and periods and... question marks and capital letters. If it's a title, I put the quotes. If it's a song, like, it's a habit for me. So everyone knows if I'm ever kidnapped and I send you some bullshit in text, you will know immediately that it's not me. Call 911, have my phone, have them track my phone, trace it, check the towers, all of that, because somebody got me.
Okay, so you talked her up. So my daughter just called me, and so I hit like text me, and I was like, if she texts me, I'm gonna have to share it. If
she texts
me some crazy
though,
stuff.
She?
No, not yet. I mean, I just hit the thing, but I thought it was so funny. You talked her up.
Yeah,
I talked her up.
Yeah,
but we'll see if she texts me. I'm like, man.
All right, Court, get right, because we're on camera now. So
and
get
I will
right.
put you on blast.
You know what else kind of just makes me like, when people don't say thank you when I hold a door. Now, I want to say, I don't hold the door for the thank you.
Oh, of course.
I'm
of
not
course.
Doing it for that reason. I'm doing it because you're right behind me. And it just makes sense for me to hold the door. Mm-hmm. But a simple thank you.
You know what? We are too connected. So, you know, on Tuesdays, I do co-op.
Yes.
And my class that I'm currently teaching is called Adulting 101. And just the other day, I mentioned saying thank you when somebody holds the door for you.
Yeah.
I was like, it's just
common courtesy.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You don't have to know them. Like I said, you don't do it for the thank you, but I did it. You should say thank you.
You should just say thank you. Absolutely. Or, and if you see me coming and I'm close enough to you, hold the goddamn door. I'm not saying I'm in the parking lot and you see me coming towards the door and you let it close. But if I'm within arm's length, yo, just real, like I'm right behind you. Yeah. I'm not taking any more time of your day.
No. Okay. Elevators. So I accidentally hit the close button. I so meant to hit the open button, but I hit the close button. I'm sorry.
Elevators, all right, in the world of COVID.
Oh, yeah, I want to be there by myself.
I'm going to keep it real funky with elevators and COVID. I don't make eye contact because once you make eye contact, the person knows that you saw them. So I just try to, you know, look around and dig it in my purse and I will let that door close.
Oh, God.
But that's only because it's such a enclosed space.
Yeah.
Now, if there's already people on the elevator with me, and I see one more coming matter. At that point, one I'm more, already subject to whatever's floating around.
That's one more.
You come get some of this COVID too, damn it. I will hold the open door. Yeah, and then you can come on in.
Oh my gosh.
You so, got any that just stick right out? Because you know I got, I'm
you know what, like so far, I'm jumping on everything you got. So go ahead.
Easy breezy, easy breezy. You know what else I don't like? When I'm out in public, or not even necessarily in public, I'm going to go ahead and shout this out to my friends as well. But if we're somewhere and my kids are with me and they do something and I say, no, 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 don't do that. Please don't say, oh, it's okay. I said, now, if it's okay, feel free to kick in on some bills and you can help raise these little, these nice young ladies.
The angels, yes.
These angels. But no, but like it is different, you know, from a family member, somebody who's like, nah, it's okay. Like, but I try not to do that. In perfect example, my niece was just at my house with my great nephew. And she was telling him not to do something. It was something in my house that he wanted to play with. And she was like, no, you know, don't touch that. And in my mind, I was like, it really is okay.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I kind of said to her, like to the side, like, hey, sweetie, it really is okay. If you're saying that for me, you don't have to because it's okay.
So that's the right way to do it.
Right. And then she was like, oh, okay. I didn't know.
Let him play with her. Yeah. But again, okay, so yeah, that makes sense. But here I go again with my child and my grandson. I love to antagonize. So she'll say something to him and I'll be like, why you say that to him like that? He's like, well, mom, can I do this? She's like, no. I was like, well, why can't you? I'll be, go ahead, boy. Go ahead. It's all right.
I would eat you up. I would eat you
but
up.
But luckily, he's smart enough to know that he's not going to try
it
because mom's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But I love doing that because
a little crazy.
He'll look at me with a side eye like,
and you got to tell him on the way, yo, don't let me get you in trouble.
Right. Right. You got to stay here. I'm leaving.
Go, right.
I'm leaving. You got to stay here. So.
When I leave, it's just the three of you. I ain't going to have nothing to say about that. But yeah, that's a big thing for me. And especially if you're a stranger. Don't tell my kids, you know, like if you're in a store or something or you're somewhere, you know, and you're like, no, don't do that. Oh, it's okay. I don't mind.
I don't know. You don't
what I say. What I say. Yeah, that's what I say. when people go slow in the left lane, listen,
we are the same person.
I drove an hour and 19 minutes to get here. I could have gotten here in an hour and 12 minutes if people would just get the fuck out of my way.
And you know, now I've actually seen the thing on the billboard, you know, the thing
it tells you.
Stay out, the left lane is for passing. But I heard somebody say, well, I'm already exceeding the speed limit. I don't care.
I don't care if we're doing 90. If I want to do 91, get the fuck out of my way.
Like that, the left lane is for me. Get over there.
You can get back in the lane after you let me by.
Yes.
You don't, just don't see me coming up on you. Yo, there was this expedition who was in front of me who clearly had the same mindset that I had, because everyone who was in front of him, he was this close from their bumper beat. So I stayed back because I knew someone was going to brake check them. However, I stayed close enough to take advantage of him part of the way.
Yeah.
That's
so rude. I mean, that is.
It's inconsiderate.
I'm sure it's in the book. It's in the book. When you get your license, it tells you. Yeah. I don't know. But it's still, like I said, if they're posting it up on the little signs, like, please, just get out of the way. Let me deal with the cops if I have to. You just get out of my way.
And as part of that, I hate when a car is in the left lane going slow. I say slow because slow, because it's relative.
Right, exactly.
But then the car in the right lane, you're doing the same fucking speed limit. So now nobody can get past anybody because both cars are doing the speed limit. So I always look to the person to the right and be like, yo, help me out. You get on them and I'll get on them. And let's see if we can get somebody to go faster. That is a big thing for me.
It is hard. Yeah. Well, oh, gosh.
Like, move. Just move. And I know that they can't hear me. Oh, so they can see my face.
You know,
you look in your rear view, you can see my face. Because I can see people behind me.
Was it Heroes? Heroes? It was an old movie with the guy who played Spock. He was in it.
Leonard Nimoy?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. The newest.
Oh, they don't count.
Oh, okay.
But you're talking about Chris Pine.
Okay, one of the Chris's, I think it was called Heroes.
Okay.
And it was a guy named Hirohito or something in there. And they were like... some type of superpower. Anyway,
I know who you're talking about. The guy who said Spock, one of the Chris's.
And then they also had he was driving a Nissan Versa. I remember these little parts. But anyway, so the whole thing, the guy with the Spock, because they were like, they had powers.
Uh-huh.
Like, what is the boys? You know the boys now?
Yo, the boys is my shit.
So that was the old version of it. Okay, so it's like that.
Okay.
But anyway, so the guy who played Spock, his power was he could just like cut stuff. Like he could do this in your forehead with just... But so now when I'm riding behind that real car, slow car, I gotta see if it's gonna work. I gotta get out of my way.
What would you do if it actually worked?
Who did that?
Nyla says to me all the time, like, what would you do if there was like a girl just standing on the side of the road crying and she was just looking down and her hair was hanging? I was like, speed up. Like, do you know I watch...
that's the one where the girl comes out of the TV.
The Ring.
Ring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going around.
Yeah, but I watch Paranormal Caught on Camera. Mm. I see all that stuff. Yo, I just hope it's not really a little lost little girl because she's gonna have to wait to the next car to come help her out.
Mm-hmm. But I always say, I'm not going to pick up a hitchhiker because you just never know.
Oh yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want to hitchhike because just never know.
Right.
One of the two of you in that car is going to be crazy.
It's going to die.
One of y'all not going to make it. So I don't want to be either. So she's going to have to stand there. Somebody will get her.
You ever watch her Something About Mary?
Forever ago.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. When he picks up the guy.
Then he stops in the field to pee. He trips over the rock and he's trying to get up. And the lights come on and there's a guy standing there with his thing out. And he's like, whoa, whoa.
See, another prime example. Why you should not pick up your tiger?
That's one of my favorite movies. I'm trying to think. I know it does it to socks. You know, with little boys. But this is my question. So are they yakking off and they use the sock to catch it?
I think so. I don't know for sure. And it's funny because I just heard that somewhere.
Because clearly they're not chafing themselves with a sock, right? They don't make a mess.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, but I never thought about how. And we just
send
got
us
all
email.
Off.
Let
us know.
Neither one of us have boys. So this is just me guessing. Send us a message.
Now you got me thinking. Like, I don't want to think about it, but I don't know.
It is kind of gross when you think about it.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, chafing though, I didn't think about that. I thought they're probably using the sock.
Yeah.
But I guess that would be good to use the sock to. Yeah, just catch it at the. I don't know. Yeah. I guess we'll find out. Somebody will let us know.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Inquiring minds.
Don't feel weird about putting that in there. We brought it up. You didn't. You're good.
So where were we?
So explain to me why, when you're on an airplane, and you're seated towards the rear, when the plane pulls up to the gate, why do y'all get up?
That's not me. Now, I'm looking at y'all like, you know you're going to
move. Yes, like you can't move.
And everybody jumps up.
Yes.
From the back of the plane.
Yes. You can't move until the plane is to the gate. The little walkway thing is attached. First class exits. First class. First first class exits. Yeah. And then they start from the front of the plane to the rear. Why is everybody standing up and trying to reach and get bags and shit? Do you think by doing that, you're intimidating the people up front to move faster or something? Yeah,
they're not paying any attention.
They're not.
But, you know, like I said, we're the same. I think the same thing is like, why are y'all jumping up?
Yes, where are you going? I just kind of sit there. And then,
too.
And then I'm that asshole because I just be looking around at everybody and make sure they see me like, I'm like.
And then when the timing is right for me, then yeah. I go ahead and get up. But I'm not going to stand there waiting for everybody else to get off the plane.
Yes. Especially the people who had to put their bags closer up.
Somewhere else.
You can't. No one's going to take it. Well, you never know. You never know. But your standing up does not make anyone right. Right. There is no.
Then your man's like, hey, put my bag down. I see you.
That's my blue Sam site. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got drugs in there. Put my shit back.
Oh, I got my socks in there.
I need those. Are my favorite ones. They have Marvin the Martian on them. I actually have a pair of socks with Marvin the Martian. You know, I do love Martian socks.
Yeah, you know, these are kind of basics. It was a lemons. Yeah, this is pink lemonade.
Pink lemonade.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, I am actually guilty of this one. However, I'm guilty of it when I'm alone. When I'm by myself, I need y'all to understand. When I'm by myself, I'm Mariah, I'm Whitney, I'm Beyonce. Like, I sound amazeballs when I'm by myself. But when people sing songs and don't know the words,
what you trying to say?
Just hum it. You know the melody, obviously. Just hum it. Now, if you're by yourself, you can do whatever you want to that song. But if you're in the presence of other people and you start singing and it's like, I'm trying to think of a song now. I say, well, on the phone to let me know you mentioned. And if I say, see my part-time lover. Yeah, don't do that. Don't ruin Stevie's song like that. If she's with me, I'll blink the lights tonight for part-time lover. Yeah, don't do that. Just let that song play. If you're with other people, you're literally ruining that song for those people. So just
fine.
All right, we all good on that?
But I only do that to family. I only do that to family.
Yeah, but yeah. But you're still ruining the song for us.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's different. If you just don't give a shit how other people are enjoying the song, I mean,
that's my remix.
Okay, Diddy. Okay, keep on remixing. Okay. This one has the potential to piss a lot of people off. If you are at your place of work and it happens to serve the public, please don't be all shitty to me because that's where you're at. Or because you didn't feel like coming to work that day. Don't ask me, is that it? Can I help you? Or if I say, anytime I drive up to a drive-thru, I put my whitest white voice on and I'm like, hi, good morning, how are you?
What you want?
Yep. So I say, good morning, how are you?
I'll be with you in a minute.
That's fine. And when you come back, good morning, how are you?
Look, don't come with me with that cheery mess. I don't like my job. Okay?
But that's my thing, though. That's my thing. You can't be shitty to people because that's your job. Right. That's where you're at.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're there to serve me.
Right.
You're standing there for me.
Yes.
So, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Just press the button, the picture of the French fry. And hook me up. And please stop sending me, can you go wait for your order over at
Park and the Food.
Right.
Best. But you knew I was coming. The fries should have been ready.
And
drives me nuts.
Doesn't it? We just went to Popeye's the other day. I'm going to say it.
My child will not. She does not.
I'm going to say it. Popeye's never, ever, never, ever, never has everything. Mm-hmm. I've gone to Popeyes and they said
all kinds of places.
We ain't got no wings. Mm-hmm.
or no, it's like, you have to wait forever. It's like, well, what's all that chicken I see up there? I'm telling you, they, and no matter where you go, which one you go to, in what state.
Yep. It's the same.
Because we just had that conversation the other day, and she was like, I will never. She said, I won't even allow anyone to bring me Popeyes because I'm mad at them for allowing themselves to put up with that service. Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's bad.
It is. Why? It's bad. But again, I didn't tell you to choose that job. I did not.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm grateful that there's someone there to, you know, to get me, to tell me that they don't have any fries. But I never, like, who does the ordering? Who's responsible for making sure the deep freezer
that you
is,
have
is
buns
stocked
to go with the chicken sandwich? Right, you know, how do you always?
How are you Popeyes and out of any kind of chicken? Anything. That's what you sell. Right.
Yeah. Chicken and biscuits. Chicken and biscuits. Like, how do you not have some part of the chicken? But I'm telling you, I've gone inside before and I see all of that. And I was like, why is everybody waiting? Who ordered that chicken? Yeah. All that chicken sitting back there.
We're gonna give it to Papa. Father God. We pray, Lord, right now that at some point the Popeyes franchises will all be on the same pages as Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A! Woo!
In Jesus' name, amen.
Speaking of Chick-fil-A, yes. So yesterday we had to go somewhere and I just so happened to be running a little bit late. Because I told the people, I said, I'm going to buy you some dinner on the way.
Not the people.
The people in the car. And so I'm thinking, I'm going to swing by McDonald's because I'm not trying to spend money on them.
Ooh, Chick-fil-A, boy.
But looking at the time that I had allotted, I was like, there's only one place I can go. I said, I will have to spend that little extra.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, when I drove around, got my order at the front, drove around to the side, picked up my food, drove on out, I was like, I would still be at the drive-thru.
Yo,
and Chick-fil-A. And my order would have been wrong.
Girl, you segue nicely into where
I would have
going.
Waited, and my order would have been
you segue
wrong.
Right into where I was going, because at Chick-fil-A, I will grab that bag and drive right off without checking it. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's.
Okay.
Lord knows Popeyes. I will pull over to check my Taco Bell.
Oh,
I will pull over to check my order.
I'm not leaving the window.
Right.
To check my order. Because I told you I wanted sweet and sour sauce. Right. Why is there no sweet and sour sauce in there?
Girl, why did I go to, was it McDonald's over on Little Creek? And I ordered, we all together in total, we had 20, nope, stop. It wasn't McDonald's on Little Creek, although they did try to get me. It was Zaxby's. I had, when I was moving, I was feeding my movers. So we had like a bunch of chicken strips, like three of us ordered chicken strips, like 5, 10, 15. You know, we had chicken strips. They literally gave me one pack of sauce. So I said, excuse me, can I have a couple more? She said, they're 25 cents a piece. I said, okay, I need you to understand. I don't have a problem paying the 25 cents a piece for however many I get. But I need for you to explain to me, you gave me four orders, three of which contained strips. Do you want me and these other two
pass
people
around
to use
don't
the
double
same?
Dip. Don't double dip.
Girl.
Don't double dip.
But even two single dip.
But yeah, so yeah, that didn't make it. Should be.
But I asked her. Yeah. I was like, no, I said,
I know you got them though. I know
I paid for them.
Oh, hey.
I paid for them because
no,
it's
no.
Not even like it was my kids.
But it's not. That's not the point. I understand there is a limit, but it should be per
work. Per
so
order.
That was their first day at work. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. She just kept saying, ma'am, I am so sorry.
No, let me see.
And I'll tell you, the girl who I think she would have just thrown them in the bag had not the girl
been
standing next to her. Because there was this one who was helping me and this one who was standing next to her. So I think she was kind of like,
she was scared.
Yeah, like, ma'am, like, I know it. No. But I asked her, I said, why would you think that three people are going to share.
Even if you get one per
order. I get
but like
that.
You said, but they were multiple. Like, you get one for three, you get two for six, you know, it's like, it
and then on
sense.
Top of that, my order, well, I only ordered just like the side of the strips. So I think I only ordered like five strips. So when I said that to her, she was like, well, yours doesn't come with a sauce. I said, Zaxby's, Please, please, please don't make me stop coming here.
Well, you know, I don't really care for them, but I went there one time and got strips. And she told me I had to pay for them. And how about they were not in my bag when I got home?
See, you were supposed to check it.
Oh, so, yeah, going back to that. So my mom is hilarious. And I just told you how my daughter feels about Chick-fil-A versus McDonald's. Mm-hmm. So my mom frequents McDonald's, not Chick-fil-A. So my mom and my daughter are out one time, and my daughter ordered a Chick-fil-A. And so my mom says something like, is my sauce in there? And my daughter's like, oh, excuse her.
She doesn't come here often.
Right? She said, if it's not in there, it's because you didn't order it.
Right.
she said, that's on you. That is not on them.
I don't know how, I've never, and I mean this literally, I've never been to a Chick-fil-A in any state where I said, they didn't want to be here today. And I'll say to somebody like, oh, somebody doesn't want to be at work today. I'll say it after I get my food, because you ain't messing with my food.
No, I told somebody at McDonald's one time, I said, you are Chick-fil-A material.
I bet they were like, I know. I know, but this felony drug charge won't allow me to be there.
One of the kids were talking about, like, you know, what job they're going to have. And he's like, Chick-fil-A. I said, maybe Wendy's. And you're not.
Did you just legit question the child's ability?
You're not Chick-fil-A material. I got to keep it real. You're not Chick-fil-A quality just yet.
Oh, just yet.
I mean,
okay.
You might have the potential.
I was literally hurt.
You might have the potential, but you're not. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's how serious people take Chick-fil-A service.
Yeah,
it is.
It's like I've heard they should say they should run DMV.
Yep.
Oh, definitely. Where's another? Social Security Office. Oh. So, Chick-fil-A Corporation, if you wouldn't mind, we need some help out here in the world.
Yes.
Because I don't know what kind of training program they have. But, when we went to Florida, I called over the manager. I was like, sir, how are you all so good?
How is everybody having a great day every goddamn day? How? Yes, it's true though. It is. It's true.
Even if you're standing out there in the cold and the heat, but they make sure you got your jacket. You got
the umbrella.
They
have heaters. They have
the
heaters.
They got a little umbrella pack on your back. Or
yes.
It's like, and you just as happy as you can be.
We were just where was it? It's in Elizabeth City, the Chick-fil-A, and it was yesterday, so it was kind of warm. It was yesterday morning, so we went for breakfast. It was warm, but it was still, you know, kind of on the cool side. So we pull up, literally heaters up in the. Mm-hmm. I was like, let's get a Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, they redid all of them. They got heaters, they got air conditioners.
Yeah,
like I said, they got the little.
That's the least they can do for.
They got the umbrella thingy that you wear on you. They're awesome.
Yeah, they are. So we say all that to say.
We like Chick-fil-A. All right, so let me throw one about pet peeves.
Yes,
there.
I bet you it's online too.
I'm sure. I know we talk public restrooms. Okay, so I have a lot of issues. I'm really traumatized. That's how I go in there like that. But I'm thinking the one main thing is clean up behind yourself.
Simple
like they are horrible just because they're horrible. It's a public restroom. But the problem is you go in there and you maybe drop a tissue on the floor. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you to clean up behind anyone else. You know you just dropped that.
Your tissue.
You know, so if everybody, you know you sprinkled when you tinkled. Be a sweetie and wipe the CD. Like, I don't want you to do it for somebody else, but if you did it before you left,
right?
But nobody does it.
Nope.
So you
and then everybody just kind of follows suit.
Yes, like
And when there's pee on the toilet, I'm not wiping
somebody else's.
So now I get farther away from the toilet, which so means now my pee is sprinkled a little bit. And so you know my theory. You know how I am about
nothing in there.
I'm not touching a motherfucking thing.
I get in there and it's like, and like you said, this is how I go in there. It's like, oh, I don't want, and I'm peeking. Yep. Like I expect something to happen. Yep. Okay, another thing. Why is there so much space in the door?
What the fuck is that about, man? You can damn near fit a skinny person through sideways. Like, ugh.
You know, I used to like the horror movies you wear about somebody looking over.
Nah.
They don't have to try.
And people will literally
to
see if somebody's in
things.
There. Yeah.
And then also, okay, I know I've gotten a little fluffy over the years.
Fluffy.
But have the stalls
gotten bigger?
No, they
smaller. I meant smaller. Yes, girl. You be turning around
and
they're like,
get in there.
doors open into the stall.
So you got all that. So now you're like on the stall, right? Back and back here.
Trying to be on the toilet like this.
Like what? What? Who's making these things? Like, oh,
that's horrible. Oh. So for those of you, I don't know if we've ever talked about my bathroom, my public bathroom phobia.
Yeah. And got that.
So when you think about it, right? When you go into a stall, think about the person who left the stall before you. What's the last thing they touched?
The lock.
What's the first thing you touch before you?
That same lock.
So when that person wiped their snatch or their ass, before they could even wash their hands, they have to touch that lock to get out. And then when you come in, you have to lock that door, then, you know, use the bathroom and use that hand. Or so when I walk into a bathroom, the first thing I do is grab tissue. I use that tissue to lock the door. I toss that tissue. Then I take a little bit of a roll off, because the other thing you think about, if someone wipes their snatch or their butt, but they need more tissue,
they grab it.
So now they've touched that with
you're
their
like
snatch.
You're trying to pull it because it wasn't right.
And then you be trying to roll it, like trying to get it to. So I always take the first few layers of tissue off. So then I use that, and of course I squat. You know, I don't sit anywhere near. Girl, my thigh muscles is on point, girl.
You know, like, my knees are bad, so I'm all trying to brace myself.
Girl, I'd be like, I'd be on the.
It's like, please don't let my knees give out in here.
So then by the time I'm done and I've done what I needed to do, I take my foot, obviously, and flush. If it doesn't flush on its own, I take my foot and flush. Then I get another piece of tissue and I unlock it. Now, some bathrooms only have those dryer things, which only just makes the germs go around. So before I leave my stall, I take tissue to dry my hands with and to open the door. Now, if they have the ones that, you know, you can pull down, that's fine. Then I don't need to take the tissue. I think about it before I go.
See, I knew I was bad, but yeah, you got more of a plan than me. But you gave me some more issues to be traumatized about. Like I said, when I realized that people were splashing with their foot, I was like,
Like, did you? Or sometimes, if I do clean the seat, it's the same tissue I use
to flush it.
I just fold it over
So. But yeah, because I didn't think so. Now when I go in there, I'm like, could that person get there? Could somebody get their foot up there? This is the first thing I'm thinking, I never had thought about the door. So like I said, after we had that conversation, I was like, now I'm even more traumatized. Mm-hmm.
Use my elbow to turn the water off. I'll use my hand to turn it on because then I'm going to wash. But to turn it off, all day.
Yeah, like I said, your hands were dirty when you turned it on.
Was the person before me and the person before them. You ever think about money?
Oh, it is the dirt. I know.
I hate to see my daughter. And she'll have it, and she'll be like, what? And I'm like, that is. Mm-hmm.
So she's never been to a strip club.
No, she did not ever.
But yeah, they're using the money for that. They're using it to snort, or they're just being buttholes and doing all kinds of crazy
just
stuff.
Nasty.
Yeah, or like, yeah, not washing their hands, then they're touching the money, and all the money's passing. So yeah, when I go to fast food and stuff, like if I go to fast food, and I know I'm going to eat in the car, I got my little sanitizer right there. So we do what we got to do, sanitize, and then I'm good to go. And the gas station too, you know, the pumps. Oh, yeah, the pumps.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I used to love during COVID that everybody had the plastic.
Yeah.
And you could just take, girl, I have so many of them things in my damn car.
Costco, when it first got really big, Costco was out there wiping down the pumps.
Let's go.
They were wiping down the handles.
That's why I saw that line.
I know
that Costco this morning. Girl, they were down
going
the street.
On I have a membership, but I don't know. It's something they know I don't, because it's always full of that.
So just a couple more. I know we're kind of coming up on time, or at least we should be, because as much as we think y'all want to see us, you might not. You might have already gotten your fill. When things start and end at odd times, just this morning when I went to get our breakfast, I was like, hey, what time did they stop serving breakfast? And you were like 10:25. What? Why not just 10:30? Like, why 10:25?
I just told you before I saw this, like, they're backing it up. You know, it gets early, but 10:25, so what's the next week? 10:15?
Yeah, why does Saturday Night Live start at 11:29?
What?
Like, why not 11:30?
Yeah, we're almost there. Like,
just, yeah.
No, so I had somebody once tell me, because I was lost, and I had to wait for somebody to come and guide me to where I need to go. And they said something like, I'll be there in, like, 7 to 11 minutes. And I was like, what?
I mean, even if you're gonna give me like a range,
5 to 10, like,
10 to 15,
right, but I've never 7 to 11. Like,
yeah, yeah, that is weird. The only time you should be giving me odd times like that is when you say my GPS says an hour and 19 minutes.
Right, but I don't think they're in the car at the time. But yeah, why are you?
That's the only time. Yeah,
it's like yeah.
Why does school let out at 3:33 and 3:53?
What?
Yes, that's what time my girl's school lets out. 3:33. And then the other one at 3:53. Are you trying to tell me you couldn't have been 3:35 and 3:50 or 4 o'clock?
No, we got to get these buses. It takes the time for the bus to go from this school to that school. And so, no, it's going to have to, ma'am. 3 minutes after, I need you to stand
there. Hold on, let me practice rolling my eyes for the camera. How'd I do? People who wear earpieces all the time.
I take it all.
Yes. Yes. How important are you that you can't take the fucking Bluetooth out of your ear? No, for you, honest to God, I legit get it because you got something going on. And I watched you check your watch at least 5 times during this recording. You don't even realize you do it because it's second nature for you to see what's next.
My boss was texting me.
Yes, because you always are checking to see what's next, where I got to be, what I got to do, who I got to do it for. Yeah. So this is the busiest. This is the Ryan Seacrest. Oh, wait, hold on. Depends on who I'm talking to. This is a Samuel L. Jackson.
No. You're talking about like who's working? Shaq. Oh, you see all the commercials. He is in everything.
Shaquille O'Neal, Travis Kelce. Is in every commercial.
Commercial.
Yes.
Okay, but I said when I saw Shaq, I was like, he is the Steve Harvey of commercials.
Yes.
These people are everywhere. But I think, hey, get your money while you can, where you can.
Absolutely.
So
all day.
But
all day.
Unfortunately, mine isn't bringing me a lot of money.
Oh,
but...
and what's the little boy from Kansas City Chiefs to quarterback? Oh my gosh.
Foosball? I don't know. Speaking about some foosball.
I could not think of his name. Foosball. But yeah, I'm going to need you to take your Bluetooth out. There's no need for you to be at someone's wedding with your AirPod in.
Oh.
There's no need for that. Respect the people whose wedding you're at, please. And you don't, like, 5 minutes, you'll get the game. I promise you in like 5-10 minutes. But yeah, that frustrates me to no end. Yeah. Side note, I went to see Dave Chappelle a couple of weeks ago live in Raleigh. And I get it. I know that Dave Chappelle's comedy is not for everyone, and that's perfectly fine with me. To those people, I just say, please just don't watch it. Don't make a big deal out of it. Just don't watch it.
Yeah.
But for the people who love Chappelle and just, I will tell you, I was 8 rows back. Because I pay for tickets when I want to see things. I will be going to see Wanda Sykes, meant to mention that to you, in March, right here. And I just went to see Dion Cole a week before I went to see Chappelle. So I say all that to say I'm a comedy connoisseur. But if you get the chance to see Chappelle live, I need you to take advantage of that. Pay for the ticket so you're not sitting so far up. You got to watch him on a jump. No, I'm dead serious. Like, that was a highlight of... Like, I love Chappelle. Like, I love him. And just seeing him up there, he smokes a lot.
Really?
Chain smokes. Oh, my gosh. But I was okay with that. Yeah, that's it. So people who wear Bluetooth, take it off when you're going to see Chappelle. Otherwise, I'll punch you in the face.
Well, okay. Well, you know how I feel about that comedy. I'm not just comedy, but I'm frugal. I'm not cheap anymore. Frugal. But I told you, when you told me once upon a time, you asked me about going to see somebody, you told me how much the tickets were. And I was like, I can make it laugh for $50.
Was it Chris Rock?
I don't know. I don't remember who it was. Right. I was like, and you were text back, look, you just did. I was like, $50, please.
No, I will.
I need to start selling my jokes so I can afford to go see other jokes.
I'm not even fronting. Like, I would pay it again to see Chappelle. All day, every time.
Wow.
I would pay it. But I'm of the mindset, if I pay to see someone live, if I have to watch that person the entire time on a Jumbotron, I don't need to be there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Stay home for that.
Exactly. So I pay for the experience. That's just what I like to do.
I pay for fabric.
Yeah. See, that's your love. That's your love. And I don't expect other people to pay what I'm willing to pay, which is why I go to a lot of comedy shows by myself. Chappelle, Dion Cole, Cat Williams, Chris Rock, twice I've gone by myself. Mm-hmm. I don't need anybody to go to those things with me. No, the first time somebody did go with me. Shout out to Yolanda. But yeah, I will go to a show dolo every time if it means. Yeah. I also went to see John Mulaney.
I watch some people's stuff, so I've seen him. He's pretty
good. Yeah, cool. Shout out to Aisha because Aisha went to see Mulaney with me, which was excellent. Love John Mulaney. And Joe Coy. I went to see Joe Coy. Shout out to Tanya. She rocked with me on that one. So yeah. I love comedy. I'll even go see the No Names.
That's why you hang out with me, because you love comedy.
I'm telling you, between the two of us, we are a stand-up act.
Yes.
I do believe that we could get on a stage and rock it. You have gone on stage and rocked it at the Funny Bone.
I did perform at the Funny Bone.
Have. Yes, you have. And it was a magnificent show. You did excellent. I was very impressed. As someone who loves comedy, I laughed at your entire set.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know the jokes that were coming.
So even the time when I forgot what I was...
See, the a good comedian does what
cover,
you do.
Yeah,
you make a little joke out of it, and then you move on.
Yeah.
If you sit there and dwell in that moment, you're going to fuck up your whole set.
Make it so awkward.
So, yeah.
But yeah, that was interesting. I never thought I could do something like that. I know. I need to get back.
I live vicariously through you because I think I'm hilarious.
You are.
But could I get on a stage like you did with just me and a mic?
That's what I said too. But...
I'd be tempted to lift up my shirt like, I'm so nervous.
Imagine the audience being naked. You're not supposed to get naked. That's not how it works.
I mean,
it's like for entertainment purposes, whatever.
That's all I got for pet peeves.
Oh, that's all you got?
That's all. Listen, I could go on.
Look, I piggyback off of just about everything you said because, like I said, we are the same.
We are the same.
We feel the same. Like, yeah, that thing with the right, driving in the left lane, like, stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Yeah.
If I'm talking to you, please just get over. Wait, it's reversed. You know, get out of the left lane, whichever way.
Yo, this is killing me.
Right?
Go that way.
Said what she said.
But yeah, just common courtesy. Just move.
Yes. Make the world a better place.
It does. And it avoids me like having to get right up on you. It avoids you having the urge to brake check me. It avoids me running into the back of you and then fucking you up on the side of the street because now you caused an accident.
Right. And it keeps my blood pressure down. So if you care about me at all.
The health of it all.
Yes. Definitely.
Love it. Okay. I think we just finished our first video.
I know that's right.
That is just the blackest of black.
I know that's right.
I can't stand it. That is one of my pet peeves. All right, y'all. Well, I hope that everyone enjoyed this episode. Please remember to like, follow, subscribe. There's another one. Like, follow, subscribe, share. Like, follow, subscribe, share. Please remember to do all that. Please take advantage of our phone number, our email addresses. We want nothing more than to engage in what you want to hear and what you want to see. You want an outfit that you want us to wear? Holla at your girls. I do love a stiletto.
OnlyFans, that's something different.
Don't get me started on that. They rejected me.
Did they see your feet?
I was trying to do a foot size. I was trying.
Well, we're gonna have to talk about that later because I know, like, she got.
You know, I had a whole plan.
Oh, I know you got the feet.
You know, I had a whole plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So please remember to like, follow, subscribe, share. Please comment. Give us feedback. We want to hear it.
Yeah, and about the sock. Don't forget to tell us about the sock.
Yeah, don't forget to tell us about socks. So on that note,
we're out of here.
All right, later. Are you picking up what we're putting down? If so, now's the time to like, follow, subscribe, and share. We'd also love to hear from you. Give us a call at 757-504-4255.
4649, or you can email us at lifecracksusup@gmail.com, or just drop us a comment. If you're so inclined, do all three.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Be sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe, and look for a new episode every Wednesday.